It's 2:36 p.m. Thursday, 23rd May 2024. I'm in Arua in my hotel room, and that's where I'm recording this podcast. Welcome to episode 7 of Conversations with Jay podcast. When the therapist needs therapy, where do they go? In any group of friends, there are unofficial assigned roles to each individual: the parent, the therapist, an energizer, coordinator, and any other roles that fit the dynamics of the group. With my friends, I am more of the mother, the responsible one, the look out if everyone is having a good time type of friend, and the go-to therapist. I don't know when I signed up for this role or how I have managed to still play it out, or better yet, why my friends, old and new, believe that my counsel is the best to seek. As a last born, I do not understand how I exude an aura of guidance and safety, but hey, I'm not complaining. I have always believed that it's a sign of respect and trust. I've dealt with friendship and romantic problems and breakups that weren't mine. I have mended what was broken, shed light on the dark, made sense of what seemed complex, opened the door to self-healing and self-love journeys, on forgiveness, life decisions in career, and the list goes on. But to add to that pressure, acquaintances and even strangers have reached out to ask me what to do. Ha! Like, what do you mean by, "Hey Jay, what do you think I should do?" And you know what's crazy? The advice always sounds substantial. The kind where you, the advisor, feel advised as well with each word coming out of your mouth, wondering where in the world you are storing this knowledge. But the biggest con of playing therapy, and I use therapy in quotes, is that you are bound to mess your life up since whatever you're doing is not professional work. I have never studied therapy or anything in psychology. I have never even read about it except a few notes on Sigmund Freud's psychoanalytic theory from my literature class in like second year. I am not a licensed therapist, and over the years, the effects of this have built up and are starting to manifest. I am worn out from despising people who haven't even directly hurt me. In fact, I do not know them on a personal level. My brain is working on overdrive from crafting different scenarios on how others should deal with their situations. My heart is weary from dealing with emotions that aren't mine, and disappointment or frustration, whatever you'd want to call it, when someone just wants to hear what I have to say as some background noise rather than listening, like some music used to organize their thoughts. It's not like you should do as I say, but if you always walk in the opposite direction of what I have told you, why head in my direction to begin with? However, the biggest irony in all this is that I too hardly ever listen to my own advice. Leave that man, I say, while returning to that one guy countless times. Know your worth, I preach, while still accommodating questionable characters. Stop making excuses for them, yet I make the most. Give yourself grace while tearing myself down. Forgive yourself for what you didn't know while cursing at my naivety. Believe in yourself while I make a whole podcast episode capturing my war with imposter syndrome. Honestly, the list goes on and on. So, here I find myself yet again asking, when the therapist needs therapy, where do they go? After listening to my previous episode, my best friend's comment read, "I love that you keep letting us in more." "Yee, but you, babe," I replied. "To me, yes, but you are opening up more to other people," she said. Call it a reality stamp, because the way I was taken aback, and that's when it hit me that I do not let people in as much as I thought I did. Not my family and not my friends. I may let one or at maximum two in and provide depth of the situation I'm dealing with. And most times, it's only when things are getting way too messy and I feel the control slipping out of my hands. That's when I'll signal that SOS. Otherwise, I wouldn't want to burden them with my issues. Besides, they shall be telling me the same thing I already know, because those are my words anyway. Or so I think. But if I'm speaking candidly, it's just my ego. It's challenging being that helping hand, but what is more challenging is seeking that help when it's your turn. There's tons of times that I have scrolled through my contacts looking for who I can call and vent to. And even when I have multiple options, I do not swipe to call. I choose to drown alone. But maybe I don't have to. There's a rope dangling over my head. Maybe it's high time I grabbed on and allowed to be pulled out from the depths of my mind. If you're like me, someone whom others turn to for guidance and support, you might find it difficult to seek help for yourself. It can feel like a betrayal of the persona you've cultivated, the strong, reliable one who always has it together. But this is where giving yourself grace becomes crucial. To find peace within yourself, you need to create room for it. And the only way you can succeed is by giving yourself grace 1,000 times more than the grace you give to others. Compassion, patience, tolerance, understanding, second chances, third chances, 77 times, 7 chances. A delicate cocktail of grace. A word of advice that I leave you with. As you practice opening up more, pray for the spirit of discernment to guide you on whom to share that information with. Not every friend or family member is required to know every detail of your life. If you can afford good therapy services, do yourself a favor and go. And of course, always talk to the number one who knows it all, God. For the end of this episode, I want to leave you with affirmations. So, go to the mirror right now. Yes, right now. Ready? And where applicable, use your name. I am beautiful. I am strong. I am wise. I love you, Jay. I forgive you, Jay. You are doing good, Jay. Show me patience. Show me compassion. Show me kindness. All of me is all for you. Give me another many chances. Give me help. Give yourself grace, Jay.